Hi, my name is Juliet Campassi, and I'm the Learning Solutions Project Executive at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Welcome to our After COVID-19 series, where we explore whether there will be a new normal. This episode provides a summary of the webinar, How to Leverage AI to Succeed in the New Normal. A whole-scale shift to digital solutions might accelerate the adoption of AI in previously unanticipated ways. Our guest, Adam Riccoboni, AI entrepreneur, reveals how AI could enhance all business functions. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Julia. Very nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us, Adam. Well, let's start with what is AI and how important is it?
So it's a very big question, what is AI, which I tackle in the first chapter of my book, The AI Age. To put it very simply, AI is a technology which has this self-agency to achieve a complex goal. So to give you an example, a car is a very complex machine, but it's not AI. But if we put into the car the ability to get to one destination to the next by itself, then it would become AI. And self-driving cars are used as a shining example of artificial intelligence. So it could be machine learning in your email, filtering out spam email. That would be an example of AI. It could be Netflix recommending a film for you to watch, or Amazon recommending a product for you to watch using machine learning. All of these we would consider examples of artificial intelligence.
Well, Adam, many people think that only tech giants can use AI.
Absolutely not. So that the tech giants are investing an enormous amount in AI, billions of dollars, and they are acquiring all of the AI startups which they can. And the reason they're doing that is because they know that AI is of huge importance to the world and will reshape the business landscape. However, there are enormous amount of opportunities for smaller businesses to develop AI. And that's because much AI technology is open sourced. And so with bright people and this open source technology, you can build really powerful solutions. And one good analogy is that the AI landscape is like electricity. And so, for example, on the one side, you have the grid, which are the big techno giants, FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix and Google. And what they're trying to do is commoditize AI, bring down the cost of AI so that more people can access it. For example, Google has a product called AutoML, which is very low cost, and an SME could use that to make some predictions. The problem is that AutoML will not be as strong in specific point solutions as what other companies can develop who really focus in on that area. For example, a critical future, we've got a AI system that can predict the price of gold. And it's remarkably accurate. And Google's AutoML wouldn't be able to compete with us in any way, shape or form in that specific area. So what other businesses can do is they can focus in on specific solutions and build a very strong AI capability there, combining ideally their own domain expertise. So if you are a financial services company, use AI in financial services. If you are a healthcare company, healthcare, etc. If you're a chef, you could use AI in cooking. The possibilities are endless. It's really about using data to make very accurate predictions, predictions which can happen in real time and that can be valuable for end customers.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Adam. So we know that AI can fight against COVID-19, but how do we leverage AI to succeed in the new normal?
In the COVID-19 crisis, something interesting happened, and that is Asia began to use AI to fight against COVID-19, particularly China and South Korea. And China has a strategy to become the number one AI nation by the year 2030, and they're investing huge resources into this. And that strategy was actually sparked by a British company called DeepMind. British company which was acquired by Google. And DeepMind won at a game called Go, which is an ancient Chinese game, even older than chess. And DeepMind developed an AI system that could beat the world champion Go. And this gave China a Sputnik moment, which is an analogy of how the Russians managed to put the Sputnik satellite out in the 1960s ahead of the US. And this sparked the US space race. And so similarly, when China saw how extraordinarily powerful AI could be, that could beat the world champion at Go, they realized this was a vital technology for their nation. They've been pumping huge resources in. And we saw in the COVID-19 crisis how powerful that was. So, for example, they used AI for containment. There is a traffic light system based on big data, which can track and trace people effectively. There is also many different AI solutions for detecting the virus using deep learning there. There are AI systems for drug discovery. There are AI systems for treatment, such as robots, which China lent to Italy to treat patients. And there's even AI to predict future epidemics. This epidemic was predicted in some way, or at least noticed, by an AI company in Canada called Blue Dot. There is the potential to predict AI further in future epidemics. Other nations, Britain and America, are now developing their own AI systems to combat COVID-19. And it really is a vital tool there, which emerged. So in terms of the AI's relevance for the new normal, one of the interesting things that happened in the lockdown was it accelerated the digitization trend. So the digitization trend was already there very strongly. For example, you could see the high street declining and e-commerce growing. But because of the COVID-19 crisis, that accelerated much more quickly. And the same with remote working. People are no longer able to work in their offices and they all moved on to digital platforms. So as part of that digital revolution, it's given a lot of impetus to AI as well. And the other impact of the COVID-19 crisis is to put everybody into economic crisis. All the major economies will be facing economic challenges and trying to find a way to restore growth. And the driver of growth is productivity. And the biggest driver of productivity for the last 200 years has been technology, particularly general purpose technologies like electricity. And AI is also a general purpose technology. Deep learning is a general purpose technology. It can be applied in any way. It's even perhaps more general than electricity. And our modeling, which we've done at Critical Future, shows that AI can provide a huge productivity boost, actually $19 trillion by 2035. So that's roughly the size of the US economy, the largest economy in the world, which is going to be distributed to businesses which leverage AI over the next 15 years. So AI has a really strong place to play in this new normal, and companies should think about how they can leverage their data, which is fundamentally important to AI. And many companies have treasure troves of data which are lying dormant in vaults, which they haven't accessed yet. And it's also a very strong competitive mechanism for companies because, for example, we did a project in the shipping world, and the shipping, leading shipping companies have huge amounts of data about shipping, about vessels, how to optimize vessels, cargoes, etc. But they're not really leveraging that data currently. And the risk is a big tech company like an Amazon or a Google, with their technological expertise, will come into the market and disrupt it. And many markets have been disrupted in the past by tech players, such as, for example, the music industry. In the music industry, the leading players there had every opportunity to disrupt the market themselves, to lead that area. But they didn't take advantage of that. And so what you saw was they lost a lot of market share. And there's a risk that can happen in other industries. Unless companies use AI, unless they start to take advantage of the data they've got, you know, data is verticalized in different industries. Financial services companies have great financial service data, healthcare companies, healthcare data, etc. And the tech giants don't have access to that data yet. And so companies really need to use AI to maintain their market share and possibly to grow market share in the future.
That's very interesting. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I just say that It's a very big topic, and you know, we can't cover everything here, but I do have a book on the topic called The AI Age, which is available on Amazon. And also, if you'd like to get in touch with me at Critical Future, very happy to hear from anybody. My email address is adam@criticalfuture.co.uk.
Thank you ever so much, Adam. Listeners can find further resources, including Adam's webinar, on the Institute's website at www.institutelm.com. And thank you once again, Adam, for joining us in this podcast.
Thank you very much, Julia.